At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.
Dermot and Dave, weekdays from 9 a.m.
Dermot Davis, Today FM. Dermot's still on his holidays. But myself and Cahal are talking this morning. And in fact, I literally just got a phone call with 32 seconds to go in that David Guetta song from a number I didn't recognise. But I just, for the crack, because we're talking about it, I answered it. It turns out it was Duns and Stephen's Green going, your order is going to be sent back to the warehouse. So I was like, oh my God, I forgot about that. Yeah, I'll go and get it today. So thanks to Laura from Duns for ringing me. But here's the story, right? Yesterday, I was doing the show, finished the show at 12 o'clock, and then I was doing some meetings and stuff afterwards. And my phone rang, and I couldn't answer the call, so it was a missed call. So then after the meeting and stuff, I decided to ring the phone number back. And I dialed it back, and a fella answered. And I said, hiya, sorry, I had a missed call from you. And he went, no, I had a missed call from you. And I was like, who was I ringing? You know, going through your head and going, who's, what number was I dialing in? Because it was like, he wasn't in my phone. I obviously wasn't in his phone. And I was thinking, like, was I ringing, you know, like a builder or a delivery driver or something? And I was going through it. I was going, no, I wasn't ringing. I said, no, I didn't ring anyone. And he goes, yeah, I got a missed call from you. Then you rang me back and you were a woman.
What?
And I was like, hang on a second. And I went, are you sure? Like, you sure it's this number? Because I was like, I didn't ring anyone that I didn't know. So I was like, how did I ring this guy? And he's like, yeah, I know it's your number because your number is nearly the same as mine. And he read out and basically our numbers are 087-225 and then I'll stop there. But basically we share the same kind of first three digits of our numbers. And he's like, yeah, no, I like it's the same. And he goes, I'm looking at my, he went on loudspeakers, I'm looking at my call log and I've got like missed call, answered call, and now you've rung me back. And then I called you and missed you. And then you, so someone has been cloning my phone number and ringing this guy. And there, it's a woman. And I said, what was she asking? And he goes, oh, she just started asking me about like finance stuff, like my bank. So I just hung up on her. So then I was like, and then I'm ringing this guy. So he was thinking it was her again. I'm just like, and then I suppose because I was laughing so much and I was going, he knew that I wasn't some other kind of scammer or whatever. So the two of us were just having a laugh anyway for a while. And then we said, listen, I hope nobody rings us again. But the fact that somebody was able to clone my number.
Yeah.
But then I said it to Cahal this morning and you're like, the same thing almost happened to you.
Yeah. Well, so I had a missed call here. The day before yesterday, I had a missed call just off a mobile number. And I was like, oh,
on your work phone?
No, on your mobile. On my work. But I do often ring people on this for work.
For work.
Reasons.
So an unknown number would be totally normal to you.
Yeah, it happens all the time.
Sure.
So I just rang it back. And it was an elderly lady, like. And I was like, oh, hey, I have a missed call here. And she's like, no. I goes, are you sure you didn't ring? It's Cahal Minogue here. I don't know. Were you looking for me? No, I don't know who you are. I was like, oh, it's weird. I just had a missed call from you. I didn't ring you. No, I didn't ring you. And then that evening, I got another phone call off another mobile number. So I'm always answering these. I'm never really that skeptical about them.
No, you just answered
and then
the phone,
and then it was like some robot. And it was a different mobile number than the one that I'd already rang.
It
was another one. And it was like, I was kind of spooked by it. So I wasn't really taking in what she was saying, but it was something along the lines of, on Garda Síochána, something to do with my PPS number.
What?
And I need to get in contact with An Garda Síochána immediately and press 1 now to get through. And I was like, what's going on here? So I just like obviously hung up like,
yeah.
But it has been happening to me a bit lately. I've been getting a couple of texts. So some weird texts like off delivery, pretending to be like certain delivery drivers. But I don't reorder stuff online. So I was just ignoring them. And it would be like, click the link just to confirm your order or anything like that. So obviously I'm just ignoring them. But the weirdest one I got was off my bank. And it was in the same texts as all my other bank texts.
Oh.
And it was like, we've processed your payment of €2,399 to this certain company, XYZZ Limited, to confirm if this wasn't you, please click the link. And I'm like, what? Well, first of all, I was like, okay, I'm renting in Dublin. I don't got that money. So whatever you
dip
want
into
to take,
the bank account, all you want.
Do you think that money's resting in my account? Because it's not. So I was a bit spooked, but like only for like I'm a bit aware. I just checked my bank account on my mobile app
to see was there any money got out of it.
Yeah, because for like my initial reaction was, oh, God, that's not me. So just, you know, and I was about to pay for petrol. So I was like, petrol's in the car. I've got no money right now.
No.
So I obviously didn't. But like only for that, I would like to think I'm a bit on top of it, you know?
Yeah.
My mother like is changing TV subscriptions at the moment. Mm-hmm. So after all this happened, because she was like waiting for phone calls and stuff. So I'm saying, I don't care if they text you or even if they ring you to say, right, let's put through this order.
Yeah.
You just say, can I call you back?
Give me your number and I'll call you back.
Because then you have some sort of, you know,
you have a record of
something.
Yeah.
Because you can't be too careful.
No, it is terrifying. And the fact that like if, as you said, like you're kind of aware of it, but you're also in the business of taking as many, you know, random number calls as you can. So you got two things going on there. One, it could be a guest for the show is just calling you back to confirm or cancel
exactly,
or whatever.
Yeah.
But two, you know, it could be someone, as certainly that text was. I know Dermot got a text from On Post. No, it wasn't from On Post. It was purported to be from On Post. And they were looking for payment for something, hundreds of euro. For something that he hadn't even ordered. So he was like, I'm not doing that. And I know Emer in our show, her boyfriend was like really badly scammed. No, not scammed, but like almost scammed by someone to do with the bank. He ended up locking his bank account and stuff. But it all worked out in the end. But it just goes to show that like the sophistication levels are going up. The fact that this guy was able to say, no, you rang me and he read out my number to me and it's exactly my number.
Yeah, totally.
So like,
we see it a lot now, you know, when we're trying to call back people, even for competitions and things.
Yeah.
A lot of the time,
they're sketchy.
Yeah, so they'll answer and it'll just be like, we can see the little green, so they're answered and they're really quiet. And I'm like, hi, it's Dave.
That's funny because we have a couple of numbers here when we ring out from the studio to ring you guys for... Sure, look at, or if you're texting in, maybe you're going to text us in now on 087-4100-102 about this thing we're talking about. But one of the numbers, I think, is a Dublin number. So you kind of go, if you're anywhere else, you go, oh, it's a Dublin number. You answer it, you go, it's today FM, makes sense. But the other ones, I think, come through as that kind of private number thing, just whatever way they're set up. And people are so sketchy about answering.
So sketchy.
And rightly so, because you just don't know what's going on.
And then they'll be honest. They're like, oh, it's you. I didn't know who
Thank
this
God.
Was. Yeah, like, I promise it's me. I won't look for any bank
you're
details.
You're definitely going to talk to Dave on the radio. I promise it's not. He doesn't need your bank details. Look, if it's happened to you at all, if you have any experience of like weird phone calls or weird texts, or if you did unfortunately click on something, let us know on 087-4100-102 because the fact that, as I said, that they're able to clone my mobile number is terrifying. I mean, it's all well and good, like somebody, you know, trying to access my bank, but what if they clone my telephone number and do something terrible? And it's my number.
Like,
I don't know, like, something inappropriate or something. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's what I'm starting to get worried about.
Are
like,
you me scared?
Seriously. There's so many people texting us and WhatsApping us and getting in touch and letting us know. I got a call to say that they were from Visa telling me I had two charges on my card. I had some time in my hands, so I spun him out, asked him where he was calling from. No straight answer. Went on for a few minutes. He wanted me to go get my card. He would verify things with me. I told him I was at work, didn't have my card. And he hung up immediately. I enjoy getting their hopes up and drawing them out when I have time, says Marie. Yeah, a lot of people are doing things like that. And a lot of people are saying that literally this morning, as we're talking about this on the radio, that they're getting calls. So John in Limerick says, just as you were talking about the automated Garda call on the radio, I just received one. I hung up straight away. That definitely seems to be the best advice. In fairness, they are just completely scammy things. Sinead was in touch with us as well on WhatsApp.
This happened to me about 2 weeks ago and I rang this guy back. It was on my work phone, so I often get missed calls from numbers I don't know. Your man actually was also in the same line of business as me. But I was trying to convince him that he called me and he was like, no, I didn't. He thought I was crazy and I thought he was crazy. Later that day, I got like so many missed calls on from all different numbers. And then one of them, they were robots. And then one of them said it was from the Department of Social Protection. And I had to give my PPS number immediately. And they had me on anti-money laundering and drug offences. And I was just like, okay, I think I'm getting scammed here. But nothing happened.
thankfully nothing did happen. Carol seems to have a solution to all this.
My mum's number ended up on one of these lists recently, and she just was getting call after call after call saying, oh, hello, this is Aircom. Obviously, like, totally not Aircom. So she bought an air gun, kind of one of those things that you have at football matches. And every time she recognised that it was them, she just put the air gun on beside the phone for like a couple of minutes. And they stopped calling her. So, like, maybe that's the way to do it. I don't know. Bye, guys.
That is not a bad idea. Get one of these and just hold that on the side of the phone while the scammers are onto you. They definitely will put you on the do not call list, I think.
Dermot and Dave. Weekdays from 9 a.m. Today.